Thank you and good morning. Rain is forecasted for the North Coast this week, and that will aid fire crews assigned to the wildfires burning in the region. The Gaskee Fire in Del Norte County continues to burn and is the focus of nearly 700 personnel assigned to that complex of four fires that have burned more than 30,000 acres. If the rain comes, it will bring higher humidity, lower temperatures, and help scrub the air of smoke, as well as assist fire suppression efforts. The Air Quality District issued no air quality alerts over the weekend, and air quality is expected to be safe throughout the week. It's far worse to the south, however. Governor Jerry Brown has issued a state of emergency for Lake and Napa counties after fast-moving wildfires ripped through communities. In Middletown and Lake County, more than 100 homes were destroyed by wildfires, and four firefighters were injured battling the blazes. To the east, the Forest Service has begun to send burned area emergency response teams into the areas burned by the fires in eastern Humboldt and western Trinity counties. Those teams will study the impacts the fires have had on soil and the impacts to wildlife, rivers, and the risks of rock and landslides in the burned-out areas. Three bills aimed at regulating the medical marijuana industry in California have passed through the legislature and now await Governor Brown's signature. State Senator Mike McGuire's SB 643 creates a framework in which all the products associated with medical marijuana cultivation will be regulated and, for the first time, will make marijuana a regulated agricultural item in the state. It also creates the Marijuana Production and Environmental Mitigation Fund to be paid for by regulatory and license fees for medical marijuana. The bill will also allow both state and local governments to regulate where and how much marijuana can be grown and standards for water and electrical use, along with regulations for outdoor grows, including land use, grading, and the use of pesticides and rodenticides. Also included in the package is AB 243, authored by North Coast Assemblymember Jim Wood. It is also focused on treating marijuana as a regulated agricultural product, but dropped from his bill was a proposed excise tax that would have brought in an estimated $60 million per year. The sheriff's office is investigating an armed robbery at the Trinidad Chevron station on Main Street in Trinidad on Saturday morning. The suspect entered the store, brandished a knife, and demanded money from the clerk. The suspect, who was wearing a piece of cloth to cover his face, then fled the scene on foot. Deputies searched the area but were unable to locate the suspect, and the investigation continues. Fortuna Police have a public service update. Jordan Christmas has more.
In an effort to increase transparency between law enforcement and the community, the Fortuna Police Department announced the installment of a new Citizens RIMS crime data program. The program is an extension of the already existing RIMS system, and it will provide citizens with more access to selected crime data. Police are also working on completing an incident mapping program to provide the community with information on crime patterns and activities of the police department.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. California has endured 4 years of drought, and that has led to water conservation efforts across the state and action from state government to upgrade water storage, delivery, and operating systems. The impacts have not been as drastic on the North Coast. We've gotten up to 80% of our normal rainfall totals, and our reservoirs hold enough water for a few years. With winter just 2 months away, there is talk of a lot of rain coming our way due to El Nino. But Reg Kennedy of the National Weather Service said that while El Ninos do bring rain, they rarely exceed annual totals.
There's been six strong El Ninos since 1950, and only three out of the six has given above normal precipitation for a whole winter season. Not every El Nino event has brought above normal precipitation this far north.
Kennedy also pointed out that the majority of water storage reservoirs are in our end of the state, and the predicted El Nino is expected to affect central and southern California more than the north.
Some people are looking at, well, El Nino and the drought in California. That remains to be seen. It obviously is going to help. There's all of our major reservoirs are in Northern California, and so if the bulk of the rainfall is in Central and Southern California, and we don't get as much up here, and then our reservoirs won't recover.
Forecasters are predicting a wet winter, and every bit of rain helps. But as for eliminating drought conditions, it will take more than one winter's worth of rain. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.